With Johnny Olson, and it's time for more fun and laughter, and here in person is that smiling friend of every American housewife. Who is it, folks?
Aunt
That's right, it's Aunt Jemima, the pancake queen herself.
Thank you, folks, and thank you, Mr. Olson.
Aunt Jemima, let's start off with one of your old plantation things. Would you have one, for the busy homemaker?
Well, here's one my mother used to tell me, Mr. Olson. The biggest happiness can come from the simplest thing.
And how true that is. For example, I had something for breakfast this morning that was very simple to make, but it brought me a stack of happiness. A steaming stack, in fact.
You mean Aunt Jemima pancakes, Miss Olson?
I mean just that. Oh, boy, those tender, golden brown Aunt Jemimas were so light, they practically floated right up to my mouth.
Man, sure go for Aunt Jemimas, Mr. Olson. In fact, they can't eat enough of them. And my pancakes are so simple to make. Just take Aunt Jemima ready mix for pancakes.
Add milk or water, stir.
And pop them onto the griddle.
And you get that wonderful Old South flavor. Yum, yum.
Every time, Mr. Olson, my secret recipe ready mix guarantees it.
Well, here come some more of our guests, dear ladies. Be seated. A very fine-looking young couple who recently took it upon themselves to say I do. We'd like you to meet Mr. and Mrs. M. Collins, who come from Toledo, Ohio. We're married on Sunday night. And how are you today, Mrs. Collins?
Fine.
And you, Mr. Collins?
Very fine.
In New York on your honeymoon, right?
That's right.
Goodness sakes. Married on Sunday night in New York on Tuesday for the honeymoon. That's really wonderful. All the folks are listening in out there on the ABC station WTOL out there in Toledo. And where did you first meet your husband, Mrs. Collins?
At work.
At work? Mm-hmm. What was he doing? Did he walk up and say hello to you or what?
No, my boss introduced me to him.
Oh, the boss introduced you. And what first impressed you about him?
His gift of gab.
Oh, now, he's not really that talkative, is he?
Oh, you don't know.
Well, you married him. I don't know. Mr. Collins, have you always lived in Toledo?
No, my home is in Cleveland, Ohio.
In Cleveland. How long have you been in Toledo now?
6 months.
6 months you've been there. Well, what first impressed you with Mrs. Collins? What was your first impression?
Well, I was in Toledo 3 days, and I was pretty lonesome. And... Uh-huh. I needed a girl.
I think it must have been love at first sight because here are two people who are very, very much in love with each other, or else they wouldn't be here honeymooning today. But I really think it's great, and it's been very, very enjoyable visiting with you folks. I've been glad to have you on the mic for a few minutes, and I'm sure that life's going to be full of good things for you. And as a remembrance of your being on the Ladies Be Seated program today with Aunt Jemima and Johnny Olson and the whole gang, we'd like you to accept this gift for your home, something to enjoy always. The beauty of shining white birch fashioned into a handsome salad bowl mounted on sterling legs. It is a beautiful gift, and the audience will agree on that. And to go with it, the birch salad forks and spoon with handsome sterling handles. And furthermore, Aunt Jemima has a special gift for you, something to bring you stacks of happiness, steaming stacks, the whole year through.
I'm giving them with my compliments. A whole year's supply of my Aunt Jemima pancakes or buckwheat.
Hooray! Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Collins.
Johnny, our next guest comes all the way from London, England. Miss Lillian Harding.
Well, Miss Harding, way back there in the back row. Come on over here. She's a very lovely blonde. Looks like she has a lot of personality and a lot of fun. You like to have fun, don't you, Miss Harding?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, we have a very novel game, Miss Harding, that we'd like you to play this afternoon. Oh, excuse me just a moment, if you don't mind. Someone just handed me a note. It's from the Talent Scout. You'll remember that early in the program, We asked him to sit in the glass-enclosed booth in the orchestra pit, Mr. Philip Hazen of Hackettstown, New Jersey, a farmer. We asked him to sit right there in the glass-enclosed booth in the orchestra pit and to let us know if he thinks he's spotted anyone with talent. Well, we have a note from Mr. Hazen now, and it reads, very much impressed with this young lady. She seems to have talent. Ask her if she can act. Well, thank you, sir. Miss Harding, can you act?
No, I never tried.
Well, suppose we find out. How about acting a little scene for us? I think we have a script around here somewhere. How you got... Oh, it's over here. All right. Here's a script about a girl who was in love with a tall, handsome Lothario who walked out on her for another woman. Then suddenly one night he returns to face the girl whose heart he has broken. You are that girl, Miss Harding. So let's hear how you'd act. Go right ahead.
Oh, how divine it is to fast my eyes on you again. That now the calla lilies are in bloom again. Those blooming calla lilies. Let me gaze upon you once more, my Ferdinand dear. Look, you look so stalwart, standing there in your top hat, white tie, tails, and black shoes. But always I shall remember the memory of the first night we met. You were so excited. You pinned the corsage on me, and the second night... We were in the garden. You pinned the diamond brooch on me. And the third night... Oh, the bank was robbed. You tried to pin that on me, too. Oh, no, Ferdinand. All is ended. Go back to your wanton women and your slender IQ.
Well, I should have proved him whether you possess talent or not. We'll soon find out because I've just been handed another note from him. But our talent scout writes, she's not so hot as an actress, but I still think she has talent. Ask her if she can dance. Well, can you dance, Miss Harding?
Well, I could only dance if I had real ballet slippers.
Oh, ballet slippers. All right, so we'll get you some ballet slippers. We have everything in our pop trunk. Bernie, bring out the ballet slippers. All right, suppose you put them on, if you will, please, Miss Harding. That's fine. Get her a chair there. Sit right down. Slip into the ballet slippers. We have everything in that prop trunk from A to Z. And there they go. The ballet slippers are being put on now. Tie them around there once over, backhand, and around we go. One of them's on. Those are those funniest looking things. They stick out about 4 inches out there on the end of the toe. We got them out of the prop trunk. We're all set now. Get the other one on. We're going to show this talent scout that you can really do something here, Miss Harding. All right. The ballet slippers are already on. George Henninger, suppose you supply a little music and let's see you dance, Miss Harding. Go right ahead and dance. Well, she's leaping into the air now, hopping about on her toes and waving her hands as she imitates the toe dancer, doing a very graceful job of it, too. Very lovely. Now she curtsies to the audience. Yes, that was really fine. Just grand. You did that like Pavlova in all her glory, Mr. Oh, our friend has just brought up another note. Let's see what he says this time. Have just watched her dance. She must have some talent. Perhaps she can sing. Well, what about that, Miss Harding?
No, I can only sing one song. But you wouldn't understand it because it's in French.
In French? Oh, well, don't let that stop you. I mean, we'll ask George Henninger to accompany you, so go right ahead. Let's have it in French, then. Go ahead.
Parlez-moi d'amour. Redites-moi des choses tendres. Votre beau discours, mon cœur n'est pas là de l'entendre. Pourvu que toujours vous répétiez ces mots suprêmes, je vous aime.
Oh, that was wonderful, Miss Harding. Wonderful. And look what's coming. Another note from our friend. What's he got to say now? It reads, I told you she had talent. I'd like to meet her. Well, by all means, step right up here, Mr. Hazen, if you will, please. Mr. Hazen, may I present Miss Harding? Miss Harding, Mr. Hazen. You really liked her singing, did you, Mr. Hazen?
Yeah, I liked her singing all right, but I couldn't understand a word she said.
You couldn't understand it? Well, that's because it was in French. Now, how about singing it to him in English? Would you do that for us, Miss Harding? Same song in English for Mr. Hazen. Go right ahead.
Speak to me of love and say what I'm longing to hear. Tender words of love, repeat them again, I implore you. Speak to me of love and whisper these words to me, dear. I adore you.
Wonderful. I guess you're really convinced she has talent now, aren't you, Mr. Hayes?
That's right. I think she has. Sure.
Well, so are we, but I'm afraid that you weren't the first one to discover it. This young lady is none other than the internationally famous actress and dancer who starred in the picture Congress Dances, who had the leading role with Charles Boyer in Me and the Empress, and who recently was featured in Noel Coward's comedy success, Blithe Spirit. Friends, we'd like you to meet Miss Lillian Harvey. Miss Harvey, I want to tell you how very, very happy that we are to have you here at the broadcast today.
Thank you very much.
Just wonderful of you to drop in and join the party. I know that you've been doing such grand work for our service people all over the world. I understand that you received the Croix de Guerre for work in entertaining French soldiers.
Yes, that's right.
I imagine you had some narrow escapes over there, too, didn't you?
Yes, 36 hours after I left the house in south of France, they came to take me to concentration camp, so I was very lucky to get out.
You got out just ahead of time, didn't you? And you've been doing volunteer work as a Red Cross nurse, too, they tell me. I see the insignia right there, American Red Cross volunteer.
Yes.
I know that you've enjoyed doing it and helping out all that you could.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you again very, very much for being with us. He really got excited there, Mr. Hazen, didn't he? He was looking out in the audience. I think he was looking around to see if his wife was looking at him while you were singing to him. Well, we want to thank you very, very much, Miss Lillian Harvey. It's been a pleasure to have had you with us today. Will you please accept a lovely token to a lovely actress? These 24 gorgeous yellow roses are right here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Miss Lillian Harvey. And, Mr. Philip Hazen, because you, as a farmer, proved you could recognize real talent when you saw it, we're presenting you with gifts that you'll long remember this occasion by. First of all, a genuine leather wallet in which you'll find a victory bond enclosed. That's all yours. And also, a handsome 17-jewel shock-resistant Benrus watch. But that's not all. That's not all, Mr. Hazen, because that extra bright smile on Aunt Jemima's face and that hearty chuckle I hear is her way of telling me that she has a special gift for you, too. A whole year's supply of her Aunt Jemima pancakes or buckwheat. Aunt Jemima, here's something I've always wondered about. Why is it that when women cook just for themselves, they don't eat enough to keep a bird alive?
Well, Mr. Olson, women will work hard cooking for the rest of the family, but they just won't take any trouble for themselves.
So what do you suggest?
I suggest that in the interest of good health and pleasant eating, they fix some fluffy, tender Aunt Jemima pancakes. Glory be, Mr. Olson. How could anything be easier to fix? What's more, you can stir up just the right amount that you want. And those light, scintillating Aunt Jemimas will sure lift your spirits right up.
So, ladies, always keep your shelves stocked with Aunt Jemima Ready Mix. For fluffy pancakes and waffles, get the red box. For buckwheat with just the right amount of real buckwheat flavor, get the yellow box kind. That's our time today. We'll be seeing your smiling face again tomorrow, Aunt Jemima.
At the same time.
Goodbye, Aunt Jemima.
Goodbye, Mr. Olson.
And now, wherever you are, this is Johnny Olson inviting you to join us in singing our theme song.
Until tomorrow, then, this is Walter Hurley bidding you goodbye for Johnny Olson, Aunt Jemima, and the whole gang here on Ladies Be Seated. See you tomorrow.
Will you do me a favor, just a little one? Next time a glance at your pantry shelf tells you you're all out of cornmeal, will you do this? Ask your grocer for Aunt Jemima cornmeal or Quaker cornmeal. Either of these two famous brands makes rich, full-flavored cornbread with that true old-time southern flavor you like so much. That's why I want you to try Aunt Jemima or Quaker cornmeal. You see, there's no better cornmeal at any price. Both brands are uniformly granulated from choice selected white corn that's water-washed in fresh, clean water before granulation. Now, just for fun, when you open the package, pour a little in the palm of your hand and notice how evenly granulated that cornmeal is. Try Aunt Jemima or Quaker cornmeal next time, won't you? This is the American Broadcasting Company.